60 years ago, the sellers of distilled spirits, what most Americans call hard liquor, agreed not to advertise on radio. In 1948, they extended their voluntary advertising ban to television. But in the years since then, wine, and especially beer, have been advertised on TV. And since 1980, the sale of beer has increased while liquor sales have declined by nearly 30%. Well, now the sellers of distilled spirits say the time has come to break the ban. NPR's Brooke Gladstone reports.
This summer, the Seagram Company was the first to place a commercial on television. Executive Vice President Arthur Shapiro, speaking in a video prepared for the news media, said all the company wanted was a level playing field.
The self-imposed ban is obsolete, out of date, and while I'm not saying we're going to march onto television, I am saying we think we have a right to test and to examine television as a viable communications medium for us.
The first ad appeared in June on an NBC affiliate in Corpus Christi, Texas.
Obedient school graduate.
A classy dog carrying a newspaper walks into the picture and sits.
Valedictorian.
Another classy dog strolls in carrying a bottle of Crown Royal Canadian whiskey in a velvet bag and sits.
Crown Royal, the legendary import.
The first dog hangs his head in shame. Elizabeth Board, speaking for the Distilled Spirits Council of the United States, notes that the industry has a 28-point code devoted to good taste, and the Seagram's ad conforms to it. She also says there's essentially no difference between a bottle of beer, a glass of wine, or a shot of scotch. They all contain roughly the same amount of alcohol, and they should all be treated the same by media regulators.
We feel that the absence of spirits from television and radio has somehow contributed to this mistaken perception that we are somehow harder than beer and wine, and therefore we deserve harsher political treatment.
Courts have always recognized television is the most powerful medium. It invades the household. It has a huge effect on children, and you never know exactly what you're going to see on it.
Reed Hunt, chairman of the Federal Communications Commission, said in a news conference today that children will inevitably react to the presence of liquor ads. Dr. David Walsh, chairman of the National Institute on Media and the Family, notes that research proves that children have a better opinion of beer because of the ads featuring good times and fun in the sun. He says 50% of car crashes involving young people involve liquor.
What is even a greater concern is the very high percentage of youth violence that involves alcohol. We did an in-depth survey of youth homicide within the past year in which we found that there was alcohol involved in over 70% of the fatal shootings involving kids.
FCC Chairman Hunt says the move of the liquor industry will not pass without scrutiny from the government.
Government has many, many options available to it. It is not necessary for these options to be explored if the broadcasters will stand up the way the four major networks have done and if they will all say, we're not doing this.
But though ABC, CBS, NBC, and Fox have said just that, their affiliates have not and have already begun to run the Seagram ad. Beer companies spent hundreds of millions in advertising on television and radio last year. If local stations sense gold like that in liquor ads, it'll take more than goodwill to stop the rush. This is Brooke Gladstone reporting.